This year marks 30 years since Ferdinand Marcos died here in the islands while in exile from the Philippines. The deposed leader left behind millions in secret accounts across the world. But this month, there was a significant development in a case over the sale of Marcos's family's art and antiques from their New York apartment. Honolulu attorney Sherry Broder has fought long and hard to recover money for victims of human rights abuses under the Marcos regime. It includes the sale of a world-famous Impressionist painting by the French artist Monet, and it will mark the second-largest distribution to her clients, $13,750,000. Broder explains why this settlement is so significant.
I represent the 7,500 victims of torture, murder, and summary execution during martial law under Ferdinand Marcos.
And what's the significance of this latest development?
Well, we've been trying to collect on our $2 billion judgment for many years, and this is one of many collections that we've been able to succeed at, and we're going to be able to do a distribution in the Philippines for class members. So it's a very exciting development, really.
And this involves artwork. Tell us about that.
Well, this is artwork and actually other things. So there were paintings that used to be in the townhouse the Marcoses owned on the Upper West Side of New York City. And the day that Ferdinand Marcos was overthrown and Corazon Aquino became the new president of the Philippines, Vilma Bautista, who was the secretary for Imelda Marcos, was responsible for emptying out the townhouse. And so all these paintings disappeared, and nobody knew where they were for many years. One of the paintings is a Monet water lilies, which is a very valuable painting. And what happened was recently, Vilma Bautista sold some of the paintings, including that Monet water lilies, for $40 million, and the taxing authorities found out about it and filed a criminal prosecution against her for failing to pay taxes. And that's how we found out about it, and we immediately filed a lawsuit to make a claim.
How much do you hope to get?
We have settled this particular go-around for these assets that were in New York. They include fine art, Chinese works of art, rugs, carpets, paintings. There's also some cash. We settled for $13,750,000 for the class. The Philippine government entered the case, and they made a claim as well, saying that the assets were the result of corruption in the Philippines, and so therefore, you know, they were entitled to the funds. They are going to get $4 million. There's some other entities involved in the division of the assets as well, other entities that made claims against the Marcoses.
Because this has been such a long, drawn-out process, you have the judgment, but then actually being able to collect and distribute any funds, you know, I know might seem like such an uphill battle.
Yeah, it has definitely been an uphill battle. And we have been involved in litigation in Switzerland, Hong Kong, Singapore, the Philippines. We're still trying to collect in the courts of the Philippines. So we've been in Colorado, New York, California, all different places in the United States as well, litigating and making an effort to collect for the victims of human rights abuses. This is really a watershed development because this is the first time the Philippine government has agreed to a distribution that includes their claims. I mean, they're going to take their own money. They're not sharing that money with the class members. But in all the other efforts that we've made, for instance, we litigated in Switzerland over $650 million that were left in secret accounts by the Marcoses, and they refused to allow us, our clients, to share. So this is a very significant development that the government has finally decided that it's better for the for both sides, the victims and the government, to make this kind of a settlement because both sides are getting a recovery.
And because you've been watching this for so long, the Marcoses are still in power in government in the Philippines.
Bongbong, the son of Ferdinand Marcos, is a senator from Ilocos Norte, and actually he ran for vice president. He didn't get elected, but is bringing an election challenge, and people are expecting that he will run for president in the next Philippine election. Amy is governor, his daughter is governor of Ilocos Norte, and she's planning to run for Bongbong's Senate seat.
And there are developments to try, I think, to put Imelda in prison.
There was an order of the Sending Gambayan finding her guilty of corruption and sentencing her to time in prison. However, that has been a matter that is being appealed, so she is out on bail. She was ordered also not to assume public office again, and she is actually the congresswoman from Ilocos Norte.
How many distributions have there been?
This will be the third one.
Gosh, any other piles of money hidden away that you think you
Well, I'm sure there are, and we're still litigating in New York over funds that were in an account at Merrill Lynch. That case actually already went to the U.S. Supreme Court, but we are now in New York State Court, and we've been fighting over those funds for a really long time, must be at least a decade or more.
But there's nothing here in Hawaii as far as assets that you're aware of?
Nothing that we're aware of. We did sue over the house up in Makiki Heights where Marcos lived when he lived here in Hawaii, and it was held in the name of the Tontokos, who were buddies of the Marcoses and often acted as fronts. In fact, Mrs. Tontoko was indicted in the New York criminal case along with Imelda and Ferdinand over theft of U.S. government aid money.
It's interesting with this latest thing with the painting, because I remember a former colleague of mine doing an interview, a TV interview up at the Makiki home, and there was a big deal made of switching the paintings on the wall to put a more beautiful one in place for the TV cameras.
Uh-huh.
So it's all very interesting.
Yeah, it's been very, very exciting. And, the passion of mine, achieving social justice. So I'm very happy to be able to move the case ahead in this manner.
That was Honolulu attorney Sherry Broder talking about a recent settlement over the Marcos estate and money that will go to human rights victims who suffered under the Marcos dictatorship.